טוב, בריתי שלום. Page 165.
First and all, we have ups and downs, that's our life. And, I read, there's a beautiful alon, Torah sheet, for Shabbos, comes out every week, Tzama Nafshi, stuff from Abdullah. And there was a really nice Chaval, I didn't bring it, I would have translated here, maybe tomorrow. And he brings the whole Ketah there, he writes down there, that there's no mistakes, stop looking back, just look forward. That's what he's talking about, that, yeah? Just to look forward. A person has to know that. And all the ups, all the downs is just so we could go forward. Okay? So we have to learn, if we have to prepare ourselves, that there will be downs. There will be downs. And how to act at the down? Not to say, suddenly you have a down and you're shocked. What? I've been doing so good. How come I'm falling now? And nothing to do with you falling. It's just to see how you're going to deal with the situation. Okay? Now we're learning about the Tchaskus. Lomdim ha-mamar hazeh, we're learning from Rabbeinu, says, She-tzirichim b'ki'ut gam ba'aliyah v'gam b'irida. A person has to be an expert also when he goes up, and to know it's not enough, I need to go even more. And also when he goes down, to know, beautiful, whatever I do is the best. Ba'ur muvan she-ba'irida tzirichim itchaskut gdola she-adam lo yipol. And it's clear and obvious that when a person has a down, one needs to strengthening himself strongly in order for him not to fall. Chas v'shalom. To have a down, but not to fall. Aval chashuv l'dat gam et ha'avodah she'ba'aliyah. But it's also important to know the avodah, the serving Hashem when you're going up. Ki zeh matzui me'od she'adam lomed al yanei kedusha. It's found a lot many times that when a person he learns about this whole matters of kedusha, like we're learning Brit Shalom, v'libo mitlaev me'od litnayeg v'lichyot kfi miyad kfi ma she'shama, and his heart gets excited to live, to act, to live like according to what he heard, u'kfi ma she'lamad, according to what he learned, od lifnei she'yispik l'itpareze, even before he began davening for it. V'zo bevaday ta'ut gdola me'od. This is a great mistake. Ki yesh lanu klal me'arizal. We have a rule from the Arizal. שכל מה שאדם מקבל בלי תפילה זה יזיק לו. Whatever a person receives without tefillah, it's going to harm him. Whatever a person will receive without tefillah will harm him. אך גם אדם שזכה לקבל על ידי תפילה להרבות ולהאריך בתפילה. But even a person who didn't merit to receive things through lengthening his davening, davening long, what to do with long 18, הוא חייב לדעת דבר ראשון. First thing, שאם הוא לא ילמד לסמוך גם במעט טוב, that if he doesn't learn how to be happy, even with a little bit of good that he's done, וירצה לסמוך רק אם הוא מצליח לגמרי, and he only wants to be happy when he's succeeding 100%, הוא לעולם לא יוכל להגיע לשלמות. A person like this will never be able to reach completeness, wholeness. כי מי שחושב וירצה לסמוך רק בשלמות, הוא חי בטעות. Because a person who only wants to be happy when everything is perfect, he's living in a mistake. Because the way, we're learning now the way. We have a map. This is our map now. The way to reach perfectness, right? Holiness, wholeness, completeness, is it's full of ups and downs. That's the way. Okay? That's the way we have. It's full of ups and downs. Don't be surprised if you have an up and don't be surprised if you have a down. נפילות בדרך, ניסיונות, there will be falls on the way, there will be tests, ולכן צריכים לסמוך בכל מעט טוב שזוכים. Therefore, a person has to be happy to strengthen himself and be happy for even a little bit of good that he's done. ובוודאי שצריכים לסמוך בכל הצלחה ועלייה, and of course he should be happy with every success and every up that Hashem gives him now. ושוב נסביר, we'll explain again, שצריך לדעת, we need to know, שעליות וירידות הם חלק מהדרך של התשובה. Ups and downs is part of the ways of תשובה. It's not something separate. It's not, oh, I have a fall now. Yay, I have a fall now. This is my way. This is part of the way of growing. ובזמן העלייה הוא צריך לשמוח ולהודות. At the time that he's going up, a person has to thank Hashem, and be happy and see that Hashem is doing with him such beautiful things. וגם להכין את עצמו לזמן הירידה, and also to prepare himself for the down. כי הירידה בוודאי תגיע, ובאמת את הליקוטי הלכות, רבינת המאי זה התפסתי. The only way to go up is through going down. There's no up without a down before that. אי אפשר, אז ליקוטי הלכות, התפסתי. נשיאת כפיים, ראי זה עזרה? You learned that.
Absolutely. זה גמורה.
זה גמורה, מה זה גמורה say?
More markets. When you're good, if you're about the person, how he kills by accident. So when he pushes on the on the ladder, when he's going up and down.
If he picks up his hand first, it'd be higher. But if he picks up his hand, no?
Yeah, no, but he's going up the ladder. He always has to go down first to go up again.
Oh, you have to go down first.
And if it breaks, then it breaks. Then I don't remember the Gemara so much.
Yeah, but that out of there. Gemara, we have to know it clearly. We're gonna have downs. Therefore, a person is obligated to prepare himself that he didn't have downs. You know that. Right? Like everyone knows that we're all going to die, right? So prepare yourself, right? We're all going to die one day. Sooner or later, wherever Hashem decides.
Well, I think only four people will miss that experience.
Only four miss?
I think so.
Serach Bat Asher, the Chanoch.
Yeah, Anabi. Anabi. What's his name? The one who jumped in with the sword of the...
Yeah,
sure,
maybe, right.
How do we prepare ourselves for the down?
You don't think you're
going to
be the fifth, so...
How do you prepare yourself? If someone's happy with every little bit that he's done, yeah, he'll be happy at the down, also. Because he'll be happy from every little bit. So when you have ups, you thank Hashem for everything you've done. And then when he has down, I wash my hands in the morning. I put on tefillin today. I dive in chakras. I mumble chakras. It doesn't make a difference. I dive in shul. All kinds of these kibiyachos, small things, so to speak, in our eyes. I put on my right shoe first, and then my left shoe. And then I tell my left shoe if I have shoelaces. I don't have. And then I show my right shoe. Unbelievable. I'm a Jew. I have a brit milah. If a person's not happy with that when he has ups, when he has down, they'll fall completely. But when he's happy in the ups, from every little thing you understand that Hashem is giving it to him, so also in the downs he'll be happy.
Mm-hmm. There's a famous story about a person who tied his shoes. That was his only mitzvah.
But he was saved from something, right?
He was saved for that and his life, and he did tshuva because of that. Because only the only
story mitzvah. with the
helicopters.
The helicopters. 15 years ago.
Two helicopters got crashed.
More than 15 years ago.
I know the story behind it. A friend of mine was driving from Petah Tikva or Sanda to Bnei Brak and saw this young guy trying to catch a ride. He says, "Where do you want to get to?" "I got to get to Luya." It's Friday afternoon, not far from Shkia. He says, "Okay, come with me as far as Bnei Brak and you get the rest of the way, however you get." And there were traffic jams. By the time that Bnei Brak is like a 15 minutes before Shkia. And he said, "You're not going to get to Tel Aviv before Shabbat. Well, stay with us for Shabbat and then go home." "You know, I have to." And the soldier said, "I have to ask my father's permission." "Great, okay. Come to my house, call him. If he gives permission, you stay. If not, I'll pay for the cab to take you directly to his house in Tel Aviv." "Great." So the boy's father agreed. He said, "Enjoy yourself." It was not a religious fellow, the soldier. "Enjoy yourself," about it, okay. And after Shabbat, the chassid, asked, "How do you like it?" "It was great, wonderful, the singing and the food, the avira, but you're so much Kabbalah and this and that." "In chassidim, some of the stories of the Kabbalah, was too much for me." He said, "But it was wonderful." Okay. And I said, "He feels you have to do something." So the guy says, "Well, take a mitzvah. People make fun of me. So do mitzvah nobody will pay attention to." "What?" "Tie your shoe, put on your shoe such and such, and tie them such and such." "Okay, that's easy enough, and no one will pay attention." He did it. And then one morning, when there was a hakpatsa, what is a hakpatsa in Angli? Scramble. You know, they had to get up in the
airbag. Jump onto the aircraft.
Roll call, and a fast roll call, and a fast jump on the helicopters to go for some kind of a
Lebanon
action. And he ran out, and he put on his shoes so fast he didn't pay attention to do it the way he was supposed to. And he was on the way to, it was in the roll call, he said, "Wait a minute, forgot something." ask permission to go back to the tent and just come back. Okay, but make it fast. He comes back and it's taking a bit more time. And the sergeant says, what are you doing? Tying my shoes. I don't have time for you. Get moving. By the time he got back, they were up in the air already.
I understood
a little
different. Okay. The point is, they can't.
The point is that he realized.
So he saw them crash and all fall down. He was down on the ground because he had been warned. He'd been punished if he didn't make it on time. He said, I'm ready to take punishment. I got himself alive. You know?
Yeah, 72 soldiers.
Then he, sometime later, he came back to the Hasid's house, Chazir Butchava. He said, by suit of the Shabbat you invited me, I'm alive and I'm doing tshuva. This I heard from the Hasid invited for Shabbat.
So anyways, we prepare ourselves from everything small, even the smallest thing you have to prepare yourself. Shakar. The down is coming. Okay? Everyone should know that. Lachen hu chayav lachim et atzmo. A person must prepare himself. Shilmad lismoch b'chol me'at tov. To learn how to be happy from even a little bit. Shiyada shahatzlacha amitit shelo ilo hatzlacha chitzonit. A person has to know that his true success is not the external success. Right? I married to learn 10 hours a day. I didn't. No. Ela ha'retzonot shelo. What does he want to do? That's his real success. When he marries to pray for it, the result, as we said, is not our problem. It's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to want and to daven. Then when the time that he has it down, right, he'll be prepared. He'll know how to be happy, to see that he still wants Hashem and he's davening for it. So what if he has a fall? ואם אדם מזמן העלייה או זמן שהולך לו ישלה את עצמו שהוא הגיע למשהו, and if a person in the time that he has up and he has everything's going well, he will has a delusion, something in the head. Ezra, Rabbi Ezra, my Rabbi in English, has a delusion in his head, right? That, oh, I reached such a high level, such as this, and when the down will come, it'll crash. He'll shatter into pieces. He won't be able to handle the down. A person is only able to handle the down when he's happy from every little bit that Hashem gave him. When he thinks that, I got such a level, look at me. I'm a Rebbe, I give a shiurim all day, I'm this, I'm that. Hashem yarachem. When he has a down, he'll crash. Chas v'shalom. He'll completely break him with you. Okay. Haberur ha'acharon, the final clarification. כמו שכבר קטנו, like we already wrote, שמחה והתחזקות זה עבודה. Right? To be happy, to strengthen yourself, is a work, it's a person, it's a work. It's not some comes to a person. ורבינו הקדוש כותב בשיחות הר"ן, רבינו writes בשיחות הר"ן, פסיך חף, וזה לא שונו. כשהאדם כל היום בשמחה, when a person is all day בשמחה, in happiness, אזי בנקה לו לאחד לו שעה ביום לשבר את ליבו ולהשיח את אשר עם לבבו לפני השם ברך. So then, it's easy for him to specify 1 hour a day to break his heart in front of Hashem, right? And to speak with Hashem all his troubles, all his problems. Only one person is happy 23 hours a day. Abedin was very happy. Not to do cheshbon nefesh more than 1 hour a day. 60 minutes at the most. That's what Rabbanan used to tell Avraham when he used to go to the field. Mm-hmm. He has to have a two watches. Why two watches? Mm-hmm. So Rabbanan told Avraham, Rabbeinu said only 1 hour to do cheshbon nefesh. If one doesn't work, I have to know what, 1 hour. 1 hour.
Huh? Try again.
If one won't work anymore,
One watch doesn't work.
Yeah, so I need to have another one. I have to do only 1 hour a day. Mm-hmm. 1 hour of cheshbon nefesh. The most. Yeah? You could do 10 hours, you both do 10 by half. But cheshbon nefesh, I will do 1 hour. Okay? So only when a person's happy completely all day, 23 hours he's happy, then 1 hour he can break his heart in front of Hashem. If someone sees that he starts to break his heart in front of Hashem, and he becomes sad because of it? And what's the difference between breaking your heart and being sad? It's very close, no? I've been writing Sichot Aran exactly. Exactly. It's exactly the difference. I think it's in Sichot Aran. I read it. He said like this: breaking your heart is connecting to Hashem. You're not coming to complain, why am I falling? I'm so bad. You're connecting to Hashem. Shivon le, Hashem, I sinned in front of you. I want you so much. That's called breaking your heart. Sadness, and when someone gets upset that he's falling, upset at Hashem, upset at himself, and upset. That's sadness. That's the difference. It's a slight difference. It's a big difference. Let's read like that.
Broken hearted is also written somewhere in Muslim. Broken hearted is, if you're broken hearted, so then you come away with more desire to serve Hashem, that you're coming.
Nope.
You don't do something. Whereas sadness just leaves you forgetting.
Empty.
It's not the war's over. You lost the war.
Very good. I love it. אבל כשיש לו עצבות חס ושלום, when a person has sadness, רבינו says, קשה לו להתבודד לפרש שיחתו. It's hard for him to take out words out of his mouth. When a person is sad, he can't talk to Hashem. Why? It's obvious. Hashem's not here with him. ויהיה במקום אחר, and look somewhere else, כמה האדם צריך להתחזק, להיות שמח תמיד, וביותר בשעת התפילה. How much a person has to strengthen himself to be always happy, and especially the time of prayer. To be besimcha, that he's talking to Hashem, that he, who is he? Talk to Hashem. Right? וכשצריכים להכריח את סמכות כוחותיו, so סליחה, a person has to, Rabbeinu writes this, to force himself with all the power he has to merit to be besimcha. ואמר, Rabbeinu said, כי לזכות לשמחה, to merit simcha, זה קשה וכבד לאדם, it's difficult and heavy for a person to merit it, יותר משאר כל העבודות, more than any other of the work, more than תיקון הברית, to be בשמחה. The one depends on the other, as we know. Just to be happy, because a person has to be, יעקב הרצברג, that wrote with Rav Arush most of the books, now he lives in Tzfat, he told me, he spoke once to Rav Arush, about the Selenian of the happiness. He said, a person has to be in such a stage of happiness, that even if he did the worst sin, it's as if he doesn't care. I don't care. So what if I sin? Now I want to serve Hashem. Mamash, you not to be oblivious about it. Mamash, not to care in a certain way. Rabbeinu says, right? Not to care. A person sat the whole Seder with the Chavrusa, and out of an hour of learning, 45 minutes they spoke. And he still has to be happy. And not feel, oh, I remember those days when I was in Yeshiva before I knew anything about Rabbeinu. Not that I know today, but I knew even less. And I remember a Seder that was not going well, we're talking, it feels so bad, so empty. So, but that's not the truth. That's the Yetzirah. But the Yetzirah, more than he wants, the Rabbeinu writes, more than he wants you to sit and talk the whole Seder, he wants you to be sad afterwards and continue the whole day like that. That's what he wants you to do. If people knew, Rabbeinu says, you learned 1 minute, you came to the Beis Medrash, you opened the Gemara. It's enough to dance for 120 years. Look how many people are going in the streets, they're not doing anything. The Chalal Shabbat, the Faresia, even if they're not, they don't know how to open the Gemara, Bechlau.
Because the Samachim wants the sadness. The Avira is not so much his.
The person is a Jew in Avira, but not sadness.
The sadness. And what's the most important thing for sadness? For when a Jew does a mitzvah in joy, it cuts the feet off of the Samachim. It just chops them down.
I think it's Ariel, though, I think.
It's as strong as if he did Bitumba Katorit.
As strong as you. As strong as.
But when a Jew does a mitzvah in joy, if the power gets a samach mem, it's as if the Kohen in Beit HaMikdash burned the incense.
It was just the dust shalom between Hashem and us. Simcha.
That's why someone
wants
to
be sad.
And the
Sinigmam
is the
other side.
Broken hardness in terms of the brain of sages. What's the key to broken hearts? The other 23 hours of being happy? Is that what really drives?
Then a person can have a broken heart. That's all Ben says, yeah. But a person 24 hours he's happy. 23 hours happy. 1 hour he can have broken heart.
He's able to have. But a person, if he sees that he's not able to have broken heart, he can't talk to Hashem. It breaks him too much. He becomes sad. He says no, it's because it's not the simcha of 24 hours.
You can have a broken heart when you.
Of
course, when you're not, I don't know what you call it, when you have desire for a woman, so you're not happy, you're not really happy, you don't know what is happiness.
Yeah.
Only when you have this level to desire for a woman, so you have a broken heart,
I don't know.
But is it Hashem?
Because I don't know.
The broken heart is it? I should know the failure. To bring you closer to him, and
in
the core of the heart, what's the heart? Because it's very easy to
feel pain
and say, I accept responsibility, I'm guilty, but if you take that too, it's a very narrow bridge. You take that a little too far, you're in the sadness, but yet.
A person has to feel not guilty, he has to feel the pain that the neshama distanced himself from Hashem. It's a pain. We don't feel anything. We have an ola from here until I don't know where. Ola, you know what ola is? Covering. How do you break the ola? Through doing a lot of tshuvas. In our level. Each one is ola, he does a lot of tshuva. Every tshuva he does, I'll be in the right tovava. Cuts off. Chabot alef. Cuts off from the ola until a person gets.
Is that 24? Just to be 24 hours?
23 hours! He's
no,
happy.
What I'm saying, the tshuva is just required time.
For 1 hour.
To look from that mishpat to do to the previous mishpat to do. Not really the question is the how far, when do you go back into the past? You can't.
24 hours.
That's it.
24 hours back. But if a person remembers something that he's done when he, a long time ago, he didn't do tshuva, then he can do tshuva on that also.
Baruch
Hava. Okay. Ana ve'amar. Rabbeinu said, "Kfi ani yesh, I efshar lavo le'simcha ki im ani yanei shtut." Rabbeinu said that you can't even come to simcha. It looks seems like you can't come to simcha without doing stupidities, silliness. La'asot atzmo keshote to make himself like a fool. La'asot yanei tzchok u'shtut to do stuff of the laughter and. Kavam makom acher. And only through this a person can come to happiness. Because sometimes a person is so down, he can't even think about his mitzvahs. So he has to do shtuyot. He has to put on the music in the house and just bounce like a chamaniac around the house. Until he becomes that the jump, he makes him happy, he laughs about himself that he's such an idiot. And then from that, he's already happy. Okay, you're happy now? Good, now you can go on.
Well, they don't take over the straight jacket.
There was a shiur here from Rav Budlevsky last week, I heard. He gave a shiur of this, of Simcha. He had a shiur like this of Simcha. And he was doing shtuyot, Chaval Azan. He put the hat like that upside down. He was laughing. He said, now everyone has to laugh for, I don't know, 5 minutes or something. And everyone burst out laughing. Stop. And then people were laughing because they were giggling and it brings people to joy. Yeah, you do shtuyot. If you're not happy, you have to be happy. First of all, you have to be happy. That's the first thing you have to do. Afterwards, you can continue doing tshuva and everything. Adam shekvar, right, and when a person merits simcha, then Hashem Yitbarach himself saves him from Gaon Brit. So, that was Brit Yishalom. Now,